Has Muammar Gaddafi lost his grip on power in Libya? Gaddafi's foreign minister says it's over. Rebel groups appear to be increasingly in charge of Tripoli, but fighters loyal to Gaddafi aren't giving up. Also, a group of foreign journalists being held hostage in a hotel for 5 days has been released. James Bays of Al Jazeera joins us from Tripoli. James, you weren't in that hotel, but journalists who were said the situation seemed to change when the armed guards realized that the regime was over. In your view, is it over for Gaddafi?
I think it probably is. But whether this is the last stand, the final battle, I suspect there will be battles going on in the coming days. There are certainly pockets of this city where people are still fighting for the regime. They control those pockets, and they're using those pockets to fire at other parts of the city using mortars and Grad missiles.
Could you give us a general overview of what you're seeing and hearing now?
Well, it's quite strange because in places around the city, there's jubilation. People who are flying flags, people who are firing in the air. But in other parts of the city, the firing is not in celebration. The firing is in anger, and there are still heavy clashes going on. We're hearing the sound of the speakers from the mosques, which are being used by the opposition to pass their messages, telling their fighters to go to different areas to defend or attack different areas.
Now, Gaddafi is still at large. Can the rebels really declare a victory with him not being found?
No. And I think while he is still at large, while many of the key figures of the regime are still at large, it's going to stay a volatile and very fluid situation here.
That's James Bays of Al Jazeera speaking to us from Tripoli. We now turn to Max Fisher, international editor for The Atlantic. Max, you're reporting on a former U.S. congressman who was also being held in that hotel with journalists. Who is that congressman, and what was he doing there?
That's Walter Fontroy, who is the non-voting delegate to Congress for Washington, D.C. for about 20 years. And his appearance at the Rixo seemed to take everybody by surprise. The State Department didn't know he was there. Even his own wife didn't know why he was flying to Libya. And it seems like he was on a self-appointed sort of vigilante peace mission to Libya. It's hard to understand why he thought he would be the one to broker peace there, but he ended up in the Rixos trapped along with the other journalists.
And how long do you think the battle for Tripoli could continue to go on?
That's a really difficult question. I mean, in Iraq, we thought that the invasion was going to be over in a matter of months, maybe a couple of years, and the fighting there is still ongoing and could be going on for a long time. A lot of it depends on how many people in Tripoli are truly loyal to Gaddafi, or like those soldiers guarding the Rixos, are just staying on because they think Gaddafi has a chance to win.
You've reported that NATO may have been negotiating with Gaddafi for some time. What more can you tell us about that?
Well, it's difficult to know again because so many of these negotiations necessarily take place in secret, but it seems likely that because these talks have been ongoing and sporadic for the last couple of months, it would surprise me if there wasn't some sort of chain of communication between NATO or a NATO member state and Gaddafi himself. I think it's significant that NATO was so heavily bombing the Bab al-Azizia complex yesterday in Tripoli.
This is Gaddafi's compound.
Yeah, that's right. It's Gaddafi's big military compound. It's where a lot of people seem to think he might be hiding. But I don't think that they would do that unless they thought for sure he was not there.
And Max Fisher, what's the likely role of NATO from now on? And in particular, is there a chance of NATO troops on the ground in Libya?
The mood when you talk to people who are watching this or people who work within the U.S. government, the mood right now is absolutely not, no way. These governments are thinking we've worked so hard to keep a kind of leading from behind background guiding role in this conflict, and that's been very important. I don't think that they're going to sacrifice that now if there's any way they can avoid it. That wouldn't rule out the possibility of U.N. peacekeepers of some kind. But I think if there are, they're probably going to be from another African state.
Max Fisher, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Max Fisher, international editor for The Atlantic, with the latest on the situation in Libya.